It's only a few weeks since rebel forces in East Aleppo folded in the face of a massive onslaught by the Syrian army and its Russian, Iranian and Lebanese allies. Our Middle East editor, Jeremy Bowen, is in Aleppo now. He's been walking the deserted, ruined streets on the east side of the city.
All I can hear in this deserted, destroyed street, in a deserted, destroyed area, in a ruined city, is birdsong. No one lives on this road anymore. It's a street of, I think, about six-storey buildings. Very, very badly damaged. This place has been hammered. Not just once, not twice, but over a protracted period. That's the only way that this level of damage can be done. And the thing about the east side of Aleppo, the former rebel-controlled territory, that really strikes me is that you can drive for a couple of miles in one direction and see nothing but devastation. Then drive a couple of miles in another direction and see nothing other than devastation. In many years of covering wars, the only place that comes close in terms of sheer destruction for me is Grozny in Chechnya, in the former Soviet Union, which the Russian army pounded during the 1990s. Apart from that, I've seen nothing like this. Now, this is a narrow street. You know, if you park cars on either side, I think you'd have trouble driving one down the middle. And someone's been through here with a bulldozer and cleared this part of the street of rubble so I can walk freely. But just a few yards further on, there's a barricade made of stones, bricks, concrete, oil drums, bits of old car. And there's plenty of evidence of the war, not just the destruction. There are buildings here which have collapsed like packs of cards, I think, because of airstrikes. And in the last few minutes, I've seen three big homemade mortars, heavy-duty tubes, welded to bits of lorry chassis, which the rebels, I think, must have used to bombard the other west side, the government-controlled side of Aleppo. Now, in this street, this district, this city, the war's over, but not elsewhere in the country. Far from it, right across this city, you can still hear outgoing artillery fire and even heavy machine guns coming from some of the battles that must be going on in the countryside outside Aleppo City. It's been years since the war here was just a question of President Assad against those who'd like to destroy him. There's been so much foreign intervention that this has become an international conflict. There are interlocking layers of war here in Syria, and they're not all about the future of the Assad regime. The Turks are fighting against Kurds. There's the war against the jihadists of Islamic State, and internecine wars going on as well on the rebel side. There is still a lot of violence happening in this country. And of the big foreign powers that have intervened, they've all got their own agendas. And I think that's what makes this war so hard to end. There is hope here. I'm in another very badly damaged part of Aleppo, near the former front line, and people are coming back here, returning to their old homes. It feels now like a post-war city, not a war-torn, wartime city, but a post-war city. People coming back, trying to rebuild their lives. And here they might just make it, but let's not forget that elsewhere in the country there's a lot of fighting going on, people still being killed every day. And you can hear the war's still not over. That's outgoing fire from a gun not very far from here, pounding someone in the Aleppo countryside. This war is not over.
Jeremy Bowen reporting from eastern Aleppo.